Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jerry Baxter's ruling will be based on a number of issues. First, were APS educators threatened with loss of employment if they didn't cooperate with the state's cheating investigation led by Mike Bowers, Bob Wilson, and Richard Hyde? Second, were they also threatened to be referred to the Professional Standards Commission and possibly lose their teaching licenses if they took the Fifth Amendment? In his closing argument, defense attorney Brian Steele told Judge Baxter for nearly 2 years he's been raising those very issues as it relates to his client, Dr. Lucius Brown.
I raised Mr. Bowers, Mr. Wilson have no right to subpoena people to their law office. I raised that Mr. Bowers and Mr. Wilson are compelling statements without any Garrity warnings.
Garrity warnings refers to a Supreme Court ruling that protects public employees like school teachers and police officers who are required to cooperate with investigators or face the loss of their job. However, those statements cannot be used against them in a criminal case. Steele says that's what his client and the other educators were up against.
And if I don't speak, I get fired. If I do speak, they tell me I'm implicating myself because they already told me I lied to the GBI. So if I say the same thing under oath at in their office that they're requiring me to attend to, now I've committed perjury. They've already made a decision that my client has lied. It's a perjury trap. This is outrageous conduct by the prosecution in Fulton County Superior Court, and they don't care.
But in his argument, Special Assistant District Attorney John Floyd told Judge Baxter Garrity did not apply because none of the compelled statements resulted in a confession or anything else.
Now, what's our evidence now? You just heard from Ms. Massey several critical things. You heard, number one, that there was a consistent policy within APS. You heard that. You've heard the evidence. Nobody ever got terminated for bringing a lawyer to an interview. Nobody ever got terminated for invoking the Fifth Amendment. It never happened.
Ms. Mazik is former APS General Counsel Valita Mazik. The prosecution flew her in to testify as to what legal advice the district gave employees regarding the cheating investigation. In an exchange with Floyd during his argument, Judge Jerry Baxter indicated it appeared the Garrity issue was never considered by the state.
I think the fastest way they thought to get to the truth would be just to go in like a bull in a china shop. So that's the way it appears to me.
Before leaving the bench, Judge Baxter told the prosecution and defense he would, for now, reserve making a ruling, but added, "I think you can sort of get where I'm headed." Rose Scott, WABE News.